This is Bird Note. In our autumn, bar-tailed godwits fly nonstop for 9 days across the Pacific to reach New Zealand from Alaska. Each spring, these shorebirds make the trip north to breed. But this time, they refuel on the shores of northeast China and the Korean Peninsula. We called ornithologist David Melville in New Zealand to learn more.
The first bar-tailed godwits leave New Zealand in about the second week of March, and it's going to take them about 8 days to fly the 10,500 kilometers up to the Yellow Sea. Again, this is a non-stop flight. Once they get up to the Yellow Sea, there's a fantastic amount of food out on the mudflat. And this is really important for the birds to be able to stock up before the 6,000-kilometer flight across to Alaska. It's an absolutely extraordinary achievement for a bird to be able to do. And I think it's incredibly humbling for us as humans to think what nature's capable of. The real crunch point for these birds undoubtedly is the Yellow Sea. And it's really important that China, North and South Korea recognize the international responsibility that they carry to continue to provide habitats for these birds whilst undoubtedly needing to allow for economic development of their own countries.
Economic development and vital foraging grounds. Is it possible to have both?
I think so. I'm sure that where there's a will, there's a way. It's certainly not easy, but I think that we just have to keep on trying.
Learn more and see photos on our website, birdnote.org.